It's a very special temple. It's really going to be quite beautiful.
It's going to be really beautiful. It's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golden domes, real gold leaf. It's 35 feet tall. Beautifully hand-carved in India. It's half-finished now. We've set up a village for the last 9 years in India where we've had nearly 100 workers working daily creating these temples. So it's the largest temple that's been made in India this century. So it'll be shipped stone by stone here, starting this year. And next year in July, we'll be putting the stones on to the temple. The building department calls it the gravity building because it's held together by gravity.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, who designed this particular temple?
A very famous architect called Sri Ganapati Stavati from Chennai, that used to be called Madras in South India. He designed it. But it is an ancient, of an ancient design, about 1,000 years old from the Chola dynasty.
Mm.
And so just to look at the temple is a spiritual experience. You don't have to understand anything about it. And the accomplishment of bringing it here is a spiritual experience also for us.
The journey,
yes.
It's not the destination, but the journey, huh?
So we found out there's tons and tons of cement that we have recently poured without any cracks at all is 18% crystal.
Wow.
From the been mined here on the island. Mm-hmm, and we were really surprised.
Down on
that,
the south shore.
Yeah,
yes.
On the south shore.
That's wonderful. Speaking about crystals, you have a very special one here also, and I know a lot of people who come to Kauai to actually see this.
Actually, it came to us the day of the harmonics conversions years and years ago and brought its own congregation from many countries to see it. It's 700 pounds, about 3.5 feet tall, six-sided, perfectly formed crystal. Probably the largest one in the world. We haven't seen a larger one. Nobody's told us there is a larger one. So as of today, it is the largest. And it's going to be the central icon in the new temple.
Mm-hmm. Now, people that may not be familiar with gemstones, crystals, etc., it does play a special significance in Hinduism?
Yes, and this particular one is a wish-fulfilling crystal. So you make a wish, the crystal amplifies the wish, takes it into the inner world, the demonic beings in the inner world help fulfill the wish. Of course, it has to be a good wish because they don't do bad things.
Not on Kauai,
that's
for sure.
Not on Kauai, anyway.
We won't allow that.
We won't allow that.